That's our rain time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, it's hard to keep from acting grouchy and grumpy when you have a cold, and you certainly can't be blamed for wanting prompt, effective relief. Now, there's where Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment comes in. Get some Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try it. See how much better it helps you feel. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for that stuffed-up, feverish, ache-all-over misery of a cold. B, be careful. Be careful of your diet. Dress warmly. Get lots of rest. C, comfort. Gargle with refreshing Alka-Seltzer to soothe that raw, sore throat. Get a large-sized package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try this Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Now, a good rule is to ask your druggist for two packages instead of one. Keep that extra package as a reserve supply. And then, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores. There's a handy get-acquainted package for 30 cents, and a large family-sized package of Alka-Seltzer containing more than three times as many tablets, which sells for only 60 cents. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Ben Withers.
Ben, I can't pay that money to Granddad now.
You simply got to pay it. If I don't get the prisoners back in the jailhouse by tonight, they're walking out. They absolutely refuse to spend another night in that lodge hall.
Well, Ben, I want to get the jailhouse back from Granddad just as much as anybody else.
This puts me in an embarrassing situation, Lum. Here I am, constable of Pine Ridge, and can't even offer my prisoners a decent place to live.
Well, Ben, I had the money to pay Granddad, but I had to send it to Abner. You read the telegram I got from him saying his car had broke down in Lexington, Kentucky. What'd you expect me to do? Let him and Elizabeth set out there on the road?
No.
I got another telegram from him last night saying he'd got the money all right. I don't believe you read that, did you? See, where did I put that down?
Well, this is all well and good, but it doesn't alter the fact that I have a serious obligation.
Oh, here it is. That's it. Go ahead and read that.
Yes, all right. Is this from Lexington, Kentucky?
Yeah, I got about 9 o'clock last night.
Right. Dear Lum, thanks for money. Car fixed. Hope to make Memphis, Tennessee by tomorrow night. Abner. Memphis, Tennessee?
You made that. That ought to put them in here tomorrow, late. That is, if nothing else happens to the car.
Yeah, well, now about the money.
Yeah, I told you, I just don't have it now. Drained every nickel from me when I sent that money to Abner yesterday.
You got some in the bank, haven't you?
Well, yeah, a little. But I ain't got no way to get into the county seat to get to the bank. Besides, I couldn't leave the store.
Why not? You got Vince Sprott working for you, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but he has to be out making the deliveries and all such as that.
Well, I'd be glad to watch the store while Vince's out delivering groceries.
Well, I'd hate to leave a non-experienced man in charge here. It just ain't good business.
Would you say Dick Huddleston was an experienced store man?
Well, sure. He's the best in town. Except me, of course.
All right. I'll get him.
Huh?
I'll watch his store, and he can watch yours. You can't ask for a better deal than that.
No way to get into the county seat. It's a way on it too late to catch the mail hack.
How about getting Cedric to drive you?
I doubt if Cedric's car would make the trip. Besides, it bounces you around so much. It gives you a broke back till you went 3 miles. Last time I rode with Cedric, I vibrated for 2 days afterwards.
Well, there's no need of you riding with him,
though. No, that's out. Just couldn't make the trip that way. I'll try and get the mail hack sometime next week.
Well, now, wait. Maybe I have an idea. Do you mind if I use your phone?
Well, now, wait a minute. Who are you going to call up?
Much like.
Ben, I think I'd rather you didn't tie up a business phone that way.
Fine.
Who are you going to talk to anyway?
Why, I just remembered. Hello, Charlie? Well, this is Constable Ben Withers.
Is that Charlie Redfield?
Charlie? Didn't you say you were going to drive into the county seat this afternoon?
Now, wait a minute, Ben.
Well, that's fine. Lum wants to ride in with you.
I do not.
Well, anytime you're ready, Charlie. Yes, that'll be all right. Very good, Charlie. Goodbye. Well, you're in luck, Lum. Charlie will be over in about 10 minutes to pick you up.
I know.
A few minutes later and we'd have missed him.
Yeah, that's wonderful luck, all right.
Better get your hat on, Lum.
Why? He won't be over here. Buddy can't put no dependence in nothing he says.
I believe that was your ring there, Lum.
Yeah, I hear you. More likely some more lucky news or something. Hello, Jot 'em Down store. Huh? I can't hear you. Oh, strange, it's long distance. Must be Abner.
Wasn't calling from Memphis?
I couldn't hear what she said. Hello? Hello?
Say hello to him for me.
Hello, Abner? Hello, is that you, Abner? Shake up your phone. I can't hear you. Yeah, now that's better. Where are you calling from? A filling station. I know, but whereabouts? Phoenix City, Alabama. How in the world did you ever get into Alabama? Well, throw that road map away and get a new one. Oh, for pity's sake. Well, maybe you ought to listen to her once in a while. Huh? Well, she's right. No, no, Elizabeth's right. You got to go west to get home. Why, no, silly. If you went east, you'd be heading to Georgia. Well, you would. Just look at your map. All right, stubborn, but if you'll turn it around, you'll see me and Elizabeth are right.
Let me fix them a minute, Lum. I have an idea.
Just a minute, Abner. Ben wants to talk to you. Maybe he can straighten you out on this.
This spot just came to me. Hello, Abner. How are you? Yes, I'll bet you are.
Don't visit, Dan. This is costing money.
Abner, a thought just struck me. As long as you're in Alabama, you might run by Mobile and look up a man named Hansen. I don't recall his first name.
Oh, for pity's sake.
He wears a gray salt and pepper suit. At least he did when he left my lady in August of 1933.
Look, Ben, we ain't got...
Yes, that's right. Hansen. Yes. Tell him you're a friend of mine and ask him to bake you a marble cake.
Marble cake?
It won't be very good, but that's the one thing he can't cook, and he takes a good deal of pride in.
Ben, give me that receiver back.
If you have it, march it here on the left right.
Ben, if you don't get away from there, I'm going to whop you over.
Hold the wire, Abner. I believe Lum wants to have a word with you. Remember to say hello to Mr. Hansen for me. Hey, hello.
Well, it's about time. Hello, Abner. Oh, no, for goodness sake, don't go there. Mobile's clean down the south part of Alabama. Look, Abner, just head west and get home as fast as you can. Well, don't talk anymore. You're wasting all that money I sent you. All right, Abner. Goodbye. Then they never will get home at this rate.
Oh, I shouldn't have told him about parting his hair on the left. I recall now Mr. Hansen became rather bald in the spring of 32.
Well, he ain't going clean down to Mobile no way. Strange, he might as hell. Him and Elizabeth keep on arguing.
Have they been having a disagreement?
They ain't been having nothing else but that, sounds like. They got this road map, but they argue over every turn in the highway. Neither one of them will listen to the other. Glad I ain't making that trip with them.
Yeah. Well, there's your car, Lum. There's Charlie Redfield honking for you.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Hurry up, Lum. Get your hat.
First time I ever knowed him to keep his word.
Hurry up, Lum. He's waiting for you. You want to be sure to get there.